The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries. As a person who is quieter and kind of keeps to herself, you know, the challenge to step out and give away. And it really comes down to, I think, as I just sit here and think about it, is a step of faith and really believing what God says about me and what He's invested in me, and that He'll meet me if I do that. And, yeah. You know, I'm here to challenge all the people that are quiet, and it's harder for them to step out and to give away, and to say, we need to really believe God and do it.
Have you been fortunate enough to have a mentor in your life? Someone who took an interest in you as a person to help you grow and develop in your career, life, or ministry? Well, if so, you're rare. But imagine if we utilized more of the body of Christ to serve as mentors to new believers, young or old. Today on Sought Out Radio, we're discussing mentors and finding the gold that's sitting right next to you in your church. So stay tuned, because that's coming up next right here on Sought Out Radio. And we welcome you back to Sought Out Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote. When we left you last week, we were discussing the topic of mentoring in the body of Christ and why it is not only important, it's actually by God's design that we connect with others who can help us in our own walk with God. For ages, God has set up His people to walk with mentors to help us grow and mature in our walk with Him. But it doesn't happen automatically. We must step out and introduce ourselves to connect and to be intentional and purposeful in our desire to grow in the things that we see in others. So with that as our backdrop in today's discussion, let's rejoin our conversation about mentoring between myself, Teresa Grote, and Sought Out ministry leader Herb Marks, right here on Sought Out Radio.
It says that my father and I are one.
Yeah.
And then you look at the activity of the Holy Spirit on the earth today, because Jesus goes to be sitting at the right hand of the Father after He talked to His disciples in the Gospels and said, go into the city and receive power on high. Don't go into the world until this happens. And what's He saying? He's saying, do what I say. And if you do, you're going to receive the ability to take what you have learned to the four corners of the earth and do it powerfully. And the earth has never been the same. Humankind has never been the same since when Jesus came and released His men who came under His authority, therefore they had authority. And in this place where we talk about alignment that's going on in the church today, and with this incredible, I think, emphasis regarding mentorship, because it's a passing on too, and an exercise of what it is to come alongside for the sake of the other person's best, because God has our best in mind. I was thinking about this subject because as I inquired of the Lord about this subject, He said, do what's your passion for this particular broadcast. But as I'm sitting here, I remember my wife, who wasn't able to be with us today, and we're so blessed to have this lady with us, Teresa. The fact is, I'm remembering my wife said last night, I feel like mentoring might be one of the subjects. And all of a sudden I realize there it is again. Because as a husband and wife, we're submitted to one another, not one over the top of the other. And yet at the same time, I know what some of my leadership role is, where she's not strong in. I know where she's strong, where I'm not. And this is really cool, because in alignment before the Lord, here's a husband and wife in agreement that's happening also. This stuff works, and it's exciting because it brings joy.
I have to emphasize, to me, it all kind of begins with our in somewhat of the leadership structure that we have in the body of Christ, and the need for teams to be released to minister to the people in the body. Because, you know, Ephesians 4 reminds us about apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers and evangelists, and how that is God's structure, and that He built that, He put that in place. And it says to prepare God's people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. And that is the process of people learning to walk with God in a successful way, by however we want to define that. So we've got our leadership structure in the kingdom of God, and we've got in the body of Christ, and let's say we have our fivefold, and we have each person bringing what they bring. You talk about your passion, right? So the passion of the apostle, the passion of the prophet and the evangelist, each telling the, you know, and training the body of Christ, how to be an evangelist, what's it like to be a pastor, what's it like to be a prophet, and raising these people up, each one being brought up. What happens? Once we get to that point, we reach the one spirit man, and people come into alignment. They come into unity, and because God released them all equally. And so now what we're doing is we go from fivefold to fathers, from fathers to mentors, from mentors to people who are equipped. Mm. And then the cycle continues, right? Because then we raise up new fathers who are the future fathers of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. This to me is really, I think, what I think God would like to do, what he wants to do. And so why we have to be looking for these relationships in our life, for people who can personify that or take that role in our life. But we have to be looking for it. Doesn't sometimes just come find us?
No, it doesn't. And it has to be intentional. I think fathers and mothers, you know, I think of my wife, I think of Teresa. You know, the four of us went away just to goof around for a few days upon your invitation, Mark and Teresa, and we really enjoyed that. And relationships are important. And a lot of times, you know, we're talking about fathering, but that goes across the board. In
it does.
How do you be, you know, to even women that are coming with the young ladies, helping them to understand. So I had the dean of Seattle Bible College sit down with me and a young lady that is attending the school because the Holy Spirit dropped a word on me for her. And as we sat down, I began to share with her what the Lord had given to me for her. But I wanted the dean because the dean is a woman. And that this woman, Kathy Troller is her name, would continue to be in her life with this knowledge. And I shared the word with the girl. And the girl looked at me and said, "Oh my gosh, I just had someone else say the same thing to me only a few days ago." And I said, "Listen, God right now is making a full court press with you in this area of your heart as a young student and a single gal and with a young man that, you know, is befriending. And the fact is the Lord's just saying, not yet." Mm-hmm. Didn't even know that, but he brought it for her. And it's very powerful when God will go after somebody in a prophetic way or in a revelatory way and bring information that that individual is keeping in their heart more quietly. And now, you know, in this moment where the Father, with respect and with carefulness, surfaces it, and she said, "I have been asking, I don't know what to do with this." And and I had just happened to bring a couple more points to what started a few days earlier with someone else coming to her. And she said, "Now I get it." And to have Kathy sitting there, here's a mom that could help just bring this young lady into mentorship. Even though she's the dean, ladies know ladies, right? And it's really cool.
You were talking about alignment.
Yes.
And I was thinking about how often when we hear alignment, we feel like that could be, I have to be like the person above me. I can't be who I am. Because alignment means a form of conformity or something like that. And I just want to address the fact that we're all completely different. Mm-hmm. And God made it that way. And he loves diversity. And that mentorship and alignment, to me, is an environment, a created environment that's deliberate, where we can be who we are, even if it's different than the person who's mentoring us. And we can discover, it's like our kids, each kid is different. And even though we're the parents of kids that are different, we create environments that let the son or daughter be who they are, and we encourage them in it. We don't encourage them in being like we are necessarily. Yes, we want them to learn from our mistakes, but we want them to discover who they are and to excel in that. And we find ways to encourage that to happen.
Hmm. I like that, Teresa, in regards to the fact that a mentor who's a quality one, and that could be a little bit inflammatory. I don't mean it to be that, but truly a mentor that is not a control person, but is really interested in the person I'm mentoring will never ask that person to be like them in regards to behavior, character, or excuse me, behavior. It has to do with character, has to do with even scripture when it talks about your decisions in sexuality, decisions in finances, decisions in the way that you handle people and treat them, but also personal purity. It's just incredible, all of the different categories that we can hit on. But when it comes to their personality, their gifting, a mentor will really cause that individual to fly high, or to, in other words, to blossom is the better word, because a mentor needs to discover their strengths and help them really blossom in their strengths, exactly, in their temperament, in their personality, in their gifts, and never to be like us.
Exactly. I think a mentor, we got to get out of this mindset that a mentor is my parent. Because that's not what we don't need parents. What we need is an advisor. Mm-hmm. And that's what a mentor is someone to who advises us, not tells us what to do.
Well, I think you're thinking of more of an authoritarian approach when you're saying parent. And mentorship can be like a parent if it's not authoritarian.
I agree, but I think of a little bit like, we have a friend who's been going through some counseling. The counselor doesn't tell him what to do. The counselor advises him, mm-hmm, on some options and some things. Now, Teresa, you find yourself in a position where you're doing this with high school students, and you're not, their only instruction, or one of the primary pieces of instruction that they gave you, was not to tell the students what to do, but to teach them how to come to those answers and responses on their own.
Now, Mark, yes, I'm going to throw a mix in here, if I may, and then, mm-hmm, you two tell me what you think. I think there are times when you can take an authoritative stand and saying, this is what you need to do, upon invitation. Upon invitation. In other words, I was with a young man over dinner, and he just gave an outline of what he finds himself in by several poor decisions that he made. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you want out of this? And I said, yeah. And I said, then this is what you need to do. And it wasn't an option for him.
Yeah, I think there could also be another example of this where you can see people making, you said, poor decisions. Mm-hmm. You could also throw into that, people who are simply in a state of failing state, right? They're making, poor decisions is like moral failure. Integrity issues. There does come a time where we do have to.
Okay.
I think it's reasonable to say that if we have a relationship with people, that we have the permission.
That's what I was going to say. Isn't it invited?
It's invited,
by
it's relationship
earned,
to be able to say to that person, I see you.
And to be trusted in,
right,
that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And I think I think that's afforded. Now, I think when we begin to walk into that type of, I don't think we can just claim that mantle. I think it is given by God, but I do believe that when we begin to take on the attributes of Jesus, we follow his example, we've had good mentoring in our own life, that mentor opportunities do find us. People are watching us all the time. And I'm reminded of this numerous times where people have come to me, either you know, randomly through a place like Facebook, or they have come to us through external relationships that we've had, or we've been put into position where they've gotten to know us. And then all of a sudden it happens almost effortlessly to where they're now asking for help and guidance and questions. And, you know, and this is, I think this is the dynamic relationship of walking with God and in the body of Christ. I think it's a good thing. I think it's what God has designed for us to, for us to walk out with other people in a community. I do think that there is a potential for us to be too much of an audience. We were talking in our pre-talk before we pressed the on-air button that, you know, we're conditioned, I think, a little bit to coming into church and sitting down into our position and receiving the word. And there's value in all of that. It's hugely important to get trained. But there does come a time, just like Paul talks about in Hebrews, about by now you ought to be teachers, and that we should be challenging ourselves and going to God about what is next, what comes, what is God wanting us to do in this next phase of our life. And so looking for these relationships, not only upward, but downward in a way, so to speak, and how we're helping others who are maybe younger than us, and also reaching out to those who are older than us. There is value in all of that, and it's really important. I think that the audience factor, though, is something that we do get conditioned with too much. And isn't this something that we need to break out of a little bit more? And wouldn't more mentoring occur if we weren't such a conditioned audience?
Teresa, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark, about being a little bit conditioned to just show up and be given to and then leaving. And I know that you and I, Mark, have been challenged by God, really, to go to church to give and to not just sit there, but to look around and see if there's a place to give to people. And in our particular thing, we usually try to move in the prophetic because that's our heart. But everybody's different. I found a new life in doing that, looking around and coming to give and not just to get. And if everybody did that, just in the church service, I believe it'd be completely different. But if we did that in our lives, looking around, my daughter-in-law's, I mean, there's places to give. And it's kind of a new way of thinking. I think in general, we all are looking to see what we can get. And the challenge is to look to see what we can give.
I like that. And the fact that when we're looking outside of ourselves and looking to invest in somebody else. Here's an example. While I was in Korea, just a few weeks back, there was a move of healing that came into the auditorium. And but just before people begin to experience healings, there were a group of people that experienced a manifestation of his presence regarding healing that came on them. And one of the evidences of that is that in this particular way, people's hands begin to heat up, become really hot, especially in the palm of their hands. And some of them never had experienced that before, so I brought an explanation to them about the anointing of healing that God gives, and sometimes the manifest for that is with the hands. And so I said, would you be willing to pray, those who are having that on your hands right now? And they said yes. And I said, those who need healing, step into the aisles. And I was taken back by how many people were struggling with their bodies. And I just released them up and down, start praying. At the end, we had the people who were willing line up, and they did, to begin to share about how they were healed, some in tears, some of them moving parts of their bodies that they couldn't move. And then this one lady, as she was crying, managed to choke out in Korean, and these are lovely people, and she began to tell the story, and the interpreter was helping me understand what was happening. She was in a car accident years ago, a severe car accident. The doctors have done all they can for her, but she lives in chronic pain every day from the time she gets up to the time she goes to sleep at night. Chronic pain. And for those of you who have ever experienced that, you know what I mean, because it messes with your world, your life. And people with chronic pain go through cycles of depression sometimes, and for others, wondering, what must I do? Doesn't God love me? And I mean, all of these things that are challenged in life. Well, this woman, as she began, Teresa, to give away, here she is in chronic pain, injured in a car accident, but God gave her an anointing for other people. And as she began to pray for those to be healed, all of a sudden she noticed for the first time in all these years, her pain was gone. And God healed her as she gave away. And it's in this, I thought, what an incredible. Now she could barely talk through her tears because she's just been freed after all these years. Exciting. What an example. She gave away. She stepped out. In spite of her pain, she went after other people's pain.
I really love that story. I think it's really awesome how God did that. I was just thinking myself as a person who is quieter and kind of keeps to herself, you know, the challenge to step out and give away. And it really comes down to, I think, as I just sit here and think about it, is a step of faith and really believing what God says about me and what He's invested in me and that He'll meet me if I do that. And, you know, I'm here to challenge all the people that are quiet and it's harder for them to step out and to give away. To say, we need to really believe God and do it.
You know, Teresa, I have watched you do that, where you have stepped out and you've moved into, for the sake of others, you know, the place where you are quieter.
Yes.
But that's part of the beauty of who you are. But you're right, in that place to step out and to move out into that, you've not only done it well, but people have so benefited from that. And it's really exciting. So for all of us, truly begin to find somebody that you can bless. I got to tell you, when I first discovered that God talks to people, to His people, was for the sake of someone else. Mm-hmm. And this person failed at committing suicide, even though they had three ways engaged in how to do it. Mm. And I was desperate for this person because this person's a friend of mine. And I said, God, I've heard that when you pray, you answer. And I was brand new and things have got brand new. And all of a sudden, in my nowhere, came the answer for this person. And I was stunned. Now, I'd heard about this, but I'm brand new in things of the Lord. And so I went to my friend and I said, you know what? I think I might have something. Did this happen to you when you were this age long ago? And my friend lost it and just began to bawl. And I thought, what did I do? Oh no, what did I do? You know? And I began to put it together, the fact that God loves us. But as I went after God for my friend's sake, God gave the answer. And I didn't know how to pray. I was so new at this. All I said, because I've heard people say, in Jesus' name, you know. And I said, God, touch my friend in Jesus' name. And that thing broke, this terrible thing that happened in her childhood broke.
Thanks, Herb. Friends, don't you just love that story? You know, one of the best parts of that story is that Herb was new in the things of God. He was brand new in his walk with God. There was nothing special about where he was at with God. He just made himself available. And that can be you as well. Press into the things of God today, and exactly what James 4 promises will happen to you. Very quickly, there's only time for one more sought-out home encounter before the end of the year, and before it's gone, we thought we'd bring it to your attention so you can attend this holiday season. Coming up on December 5th, Sought Out will be in Burlington for our last home encounter of 2015. So won't you attend? It's going to be a special night. For more information on that event, please go to our website at isoughtout.com and follow the links to events on the Sought Out happenings in your area. Remember, when you miss any of our shows, you can go to our website and catch up on previous programs just by playing any podcast there. So go to isoughtout.com today and listen to any Sought Out radio program there of your choosing. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For Herb Marks and Teresa Grote, I'm Mark Grote. Please be sure to join us again next week right here on Sought Out Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.